Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle.
Jingle.
Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAP, SLA, SLA, ACRRRMM, DRA, HAPA.
Thank God we got through that.
MOUSE.
Now we can get on with talking, right? Now that we decide who we're not talking about.
Do you know what? I just thought about it.
What?
Just saying MOUSE. I'm waiting for the guys from Disney to just come and like bang on the door because they don't do
that.
Yeah,
they don't. But they don't own the alphabet.
That's right.
I know, but when you say MOUSE like that,
but
that's
I didn't
obvious.
Say it like that. I said MOUSE.
Plus, it's less than 30. It's less than
tune.
It's less than 30 seconds of the tune.
There you go. We could play. You know what we should do? Just to piss Disney off. Use 30 seconds of every Disney song we can think of.
We could just make the whole thing really short by just saying we don't speak for A through Z, A. Just encapsulate the
A?
Yes.
Someone out there would be trying to figure out what AZA is.
It's right next to the A and Y key.
It is. So.
Yes.
My daughter came to me.
Well, wait, who are you?
Oh, my name is Bruce B, as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Mark.
You didn't even say welcome to Recovery 101.
Welcome to Recovery 101.
What's wrong with you?
So what?
My daughter wants
so
to
what?
My daughter wants to get married.
So what?
She's 17.
Tell her to wait till after graduate school.
There won't
probably
be any
not
graduate
happen.
School.
No.
Well, probably for him, I don't know. He scored extremely high. Okay, I'm looking at this guy who's my daughter's boyfriend. I'm looking at this guy. To me, he's a nice kid. I mean, I really don't have any problem with him. He's a nice guy. He's nice and all that. When I hear the score he got on the ASVAB, which is higher than any of my buddies ever scored on the ASVAB, I'm like, really?
Your buddies did acid.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, but he scored in the 90s, so it's high. Like, well, I mean, we got
the difference
guys,
is he scored
Wolverine
high.
Got a 50-something.
They were high.
Yeah. He got a 50-something. My cousin's husband, who is a commander in the Navy, I mean, he's way up the ladder. He scored like an 80-something. This kid scores a 90-something. And I'm like, really? I mean, this guy, you know, I don't know even know what they're scoring. But whatever they're scoring, he scored highly.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, she's 17.
Yeah, she's not talking about getting married today.
No,
she's talking
about getting married in 4 months when she turns 18, I'm sure. Irregardless of what I say.
A lot can happen in 4 months. Don't hold your breath.
That's true. You have to wait till after boot camp. Because we know how it happens at boot camp. Guy going to be gone for 3 months. They're going to let him out at the end of that time. They're all going to the local cat house, I guarantee it. And they're all going to have money, too.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
That's what all my friends did.
Your friends took acid.
Most
Once again,
them.
We go back to the default button.
yeah, like none of the kids now ever do any dope. I don't know.
He's a clean-cut young man.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, I know. I was
he
trying.
He's a DJ ages.
Ecstasy-eating mofo.
I was trying. I like him.
No, you know what? He's a nice guy. I can't really say as I've got anything against him. I think he's like scared of me, and I don't know why, because I don't have any problem with him. Because
you're the dad.
I know he's scared of me.
You're not going to eat that, are you?
He barely talks to me.
Oh, good.
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
I'm back in the doo-doo.
You were. We were a little quick, though.
Yeah, that's okay.
Let's see. Let's shout outs to Phil, Fran, Bill, Sarah,
the
Chris,
rat,
Donald.
The Rat Pack?
Breezy, Bruce, Maggie.
I got one?
I'm just thinking of anybody.
I sent
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember sending one in. The yeah, only one yeah. I sent in was the one that Breezy, that I saw Breezy post on Facebook.
All right, where are we?
Which was last show.
Start at the very beginning.
We are in Salt Lake City.
Utah!
Anonymous has struck again. They stole passwords and sensitive information on law enforcement websites in Boston, Syracuse, New York, Salt Lake City, and for some reason, Greece this week. And then messed with the websites so they weren't accessible.
Why?
I don't know. It says they're claiming responsibility for hacking the websites, but it doesn't say why they're claiming responsibility. And it doesn't say what they're going to do with the information. And you know what I think about this whole anonymous thing? Because, like, they're in the news a lot.
Be nice.
I am being nice.
I'm just saying.
They're
Be
in
nice.
The
I don't think Podomatic's got that tough a system to crack.
They're in the news a lot, and there's lots of stories about them, but you don't really read a lot of negative or positive things. It's like some of the most unbiased reporting I've seen in ages.
That's because no one wants to piss them off.
I think...
I'm telling you.
No, what I think is...
Well, let me step right up.
I think that secretly, everybody's rooting for them.
No, you know what it is? Is like a news organization or something like CNN, they don't want to cast them in too bad a light because it's a group of hackers. I mean, these guys hacked the federal justice website, you know, a couple of weeks ago and shut it down for like 3 days. It's like, you don't want a denial of service attack like that on the CNN pages because that kind of messes with your revenue stream from all your advertisers and things. It causes big problems.
I don't care.
Let's see. In Cleveland.
Mark's like, if we could even get Anonymous to get pissed at us.
I don't care.
At least we'd know people were listening.
In Cleveland.
Yes.
There is going to be a lawsuit.
Did some library books fall on somebody's head?
No.
Did they set the river on fire?
Hot. Make that stop.
Yikes. Did they set the river on fire?
No, that river hasn't been on fire in a long time.
See, just the fact to acknowledge that a river has been on fire before is...
Yes.
...let you know how polluted that river was.
Two gay men are suing the city of Cleveland because they say they were punched and pinned to the ground by an off-duty officer before being called offensive names and jailed without their pants.
There are places they go to where they pay extra for that.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you. The officer that removed their pants and pinned them on the ground, I think he's got some repressed homosexuality going on.
What happened was, these two gay men, they lived together. They were at home. They were just wearing T-shirts and their underwear, watching TV. Marty's already laughing. Their neighbor decided that their TV was a little bit loud and came over and started yelling at them. They went outside. The neighbor started attacking
because the TV was too loud.
The neighbor started attacking them. Then called the police. The police, however, did not take the neighbor to task. Although the neighbor admitted to attacking them physically, he was not arrested. However, the gay men were arrested and taken to jail, were not allowed to put on pants, although they were allowed to put on shoes.
No shoes, no service.
Which doesn't make any sense because the officer said there wasn't time for them to put on pants, but apparently there was time for them to put on shoes. Then, when they complained again that they wanted to be able to get dressed, the officer said that fags don't deserve pants.
Why would he say such a thing about cigarettes?
Boxers or briefs?
It doesn't say.
Thongs.
Well, missed the important part of the story.
It doesn't say in the story what kind of underwear they had.
Well, see? Shoddy coverage.
Hello Kitty thongs.
At any rate, the city is claiming no comment at this time. But I would say that they're probably going to get the pants sued off of them.
I think they have a case. You know what I found on the internet the other night? I had to share it with one of my favorite baristas at Starbucks London.
You went to a Starbucks in London?
Are you familiar with Sanrio, what the company is, Sanrio?
Yes.
They're a Japanese company. They do Hello Kitty and all that.
Yeah.
The quantity of stuff that is licensed for Hello Kitty usage is staggering. There are Hello Kitty vibrators. There are Hello Kitty latex sheets with tie downs for beds. I mean, like every weird Japanese thing you can think of. They have a Hello Kitty embryo. I mean,
I gotta ask.
Stunning.
I gotta ask.
Huh?
How you got from the story of two gay men in Cleveland
to Hello Kitty
to Hello
vibrators?
Kitty vibrators?
Because I was thinking that that these guys were probably in their Hello Kitty underwear.
Bruce
because
was thinking.
They have Hello Kitty underwear, too, for guys. And I'm thinking a couple of gay guys, maybe they like the Hello Kitty. I don't know.
Wow.
They have, now this is absolutely true. There is, wait do you hear this? Wait do you hear this?
I
there
should you
is
not.
A deodorant. A Hello Kitty deodorant, and the name of it is, the name of it is Pussy Wind. I swear to God, I can't make this stuff up.
Yes, you could. You I know you. You could make it
Google
up.
Google Image Search, you will see it.
Smells like trout.
I'm telling you.
God, you guys are so bad. Can we move on to North Carolina now?
Absolutely.
Marty's going to fall out of his
yes,
chair in a
Marty's
second.
Going to pass out. All right. In Hope Mills, North Carolina, North Carolina deputies used a stun gun on a woman who blocked a McDonald's drive-thru for 20 minutes because employees refused to serve her because she cut this. In line.
I heard about this.
37-year-old Evangeline
Luca. She got
Luca.
Tased?
Yeah, 37-year-old.
Beautiful.
Evangeline Luca bypassed the order screen in the drive-thru and went straight to the front window, to the pickup window, cutting in front of several other cars.
Yeah, there's like one of those little side driveway things, and people are like sitting here ordering, and she just drove right in and wanted her order.
And, yeah, wanted to order at the window. They refused to serve her because she cut in line, and she refused to then move her car. So she sat there for 20 minutes. The police came. She still wouldn't leave. She wouldn't get out of her car, so they stuck the taser in the window and
that's
juiced
who
her.
Really wants a burg. I mean, to take a taser shot because you won't move out of the way.
She's addicted to pink slime.
Yeah, oh my God, pink slime. Disgusting. Ew, that's disgusting. Her 3-year-old daughter was taken into protective custody.
They didn't tase the daughter?
No. Oh, please.
How old was the daughter?
You could pick the daughter right up out of the seat with a taser.
You could have flown her like a kite.
You guys are just rude. My goodness. We're still in North Carolina.
God, she sounds like Miss Manners. You guys are just rude.
I know.
We're still in North Carolina. Lindsay Wood, 32 years old, of Shelby, North Carolina, had just arrived home from Bible study this past Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
And she got tased?
She asked her son to collect the trash can from the curb. When he went out of the house a few seconds later, an attacker came into the home and slashed her neck. She pleaded with him not to hurt her anymore, that she loved the Lord and her son, and then proceeded to begin to read Bible verses to him for 30 minutes. And he didn't attack her again. Then he put the knife down, apologized, and left.
What did the son do this whole time?
And that
yeah,
is what I'm wondering.
Went to the curb?
Okay. The son heard, Wood's son heard what was happening and hid in the backyard out of sight while she continued to reason with the man. What? An idiot, 15 years old, and he can't, like, call 911 or get a neighbor or find a stick or something? What an idiot. You know what my kid would be doing? He'd be planning, like, you know, the reinfiltration of the home and, like, sneaking into his bedroom
and
collecting swords.
He'd be playing Angry Bird.
Let me tell you, Connor.
Angry Bird.
Connor is one of those guys that, like, you can't. I mean, he's been like this since a little kid. You cannot hand this guy a stick, because if you do, he's going to start swinging it wild. We've had more shit get broken in this house.
He has holes in his walls from his swords.
He's got swords on the wall. I mean, he'd come in, he'd take the guy's head right. If someone cut Shelly,
clean off.
I have no doubt that Connor would come in and take his head off with a sword. Of course, he might take off Shelly's arm, too, because he's kind of clumsy.
Because
with
he's, his aim's not so good.
His intentions are great.
The intentions are awesome. Connor is the kind of guy, I swear to God this is true, he's the kind of guy that would defend a woman's honor.
And
like,
he
if
has.
Someone said to him, I'm going to defend your honor. I mean, they'll do that. He'll, like, step up. Like, he's born in the wrong era. He should have been, like, one of King Arthur's guys. I mean, he's like a knight.
Yeah, and he has done it, actually.
I know.
Okay. I'm giving you guys ample leg crossing time.
Oh, shit.
in Uganda. This is in Africa.
Oh, they got plenty to spare.
They're celebrating their 50th anniversary as an independent country this year. But one of the major social issues they're having now that is dividing the country
is
assembly line circumcision of adults. Three studies, and I didn't
Connor's
know this.
Sword.
I'm going to have to actually do some more research on this because
Connor, we found a job for you.
Apparently, three studies have shown that circumcising adult heterosexual men is one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread of AIDS.
Really?
Yeah. It said it cuts the chances of infection by 60% or more.
Really? I've never heard that.
There are three studies. I didn't have time to look it up this morning.
No wonder I never got AIDS.
Oh, jeez. So the goal, Uganda's goal, is to circumcise 20 million African men by 2015. But only about 600,000 have shown up for the operation.
Vivid Video right now is working out something.
They don't have the doctors or the capability to do it, like have everybody go properly to the hospital. So what they're doing is they've purchased a kit for people to use.
No.
That involves a rubber band.
No.
Yes. It's called Prepex.
No.
Prepex. You put the rubber band around the foreskin. It cuts off the flow of blood to the foreskin, whereupon the foreskin turns black, shrivels up, and then you can clip it off like a toenail.
Isn't it already?
Really?
It already black?
Oh, you can send your mail to Mark. Wow. Please do not send it to me.
I was just asking. I was curious.
Yeah, and you
I don't
can
think
do
it's
it
quite that black.
And you can do it yourself at home.
That's
you know what else works really well? Thread.
Well,
dental floss works well too.
Yeah, but see, it's not even the proper show for quick because I have questions about that. But you know, because what are they going to do? Pull the foreskin forward and tie the rubber band around it? I think you'd have to pee. So it's got to be, like, pulled. I don't know.
It says that the foreskin dies within hours, actually.
Really?
From lack of blood. And then after a week,
because otherwise you get that whole anteater-looking thing. That's just not cool-looking. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's really not.
We're going to Marty
Marty's going to have a heart attack over here.
Yikes. Okay.
I think there's a couple best of the boozy news in this show.
You know what's really funny about this whole thing? Shelley actually goes through and selects which news she wants to do.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? And you know what's going to happen pretty soon? She's going to say, oh, you want to hear something really strange?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to hear something really strange? this is the new internet craze. It's called the Cinnamon Challenge. Apparently.
Don't.
Apparently,
don't.
Rings?
No.
Don't. Oh,
apparently, kids are doing this and then filming themselves
oh,
doing this.
Oh, no, I've heard of this. I've heard
you
of this.
You put a full teaspoon, like a serving spoon full of cinnamon, and you have to eat it within a minute with no water.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's a lot harder to do than it looks.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
people, throw up. They start gagging. They can't breathe. They inhale the stuff. They have coughing fits. And it's just apparently, the worst thing
it's
ever.
It's hilarious video, though.
Yeah, but apparently it can be quite dangerous.
I'm sure it is.
Especially if you have any history of asthma, like some kids have had to go to the hospital. Who thinks of these things, though? Who thinks of these stupid things?
You know what they did? And they did this on a local radio show around here, Mark and Brian, in the morning. You cannot drink, and I can't remember what the time period is, but it's not real short, but it's not real long either. It's like 10 minutes. You can't drink a gallon of milk without getting sick in 10 minutes. And I'm thinking, of course you can. And they're like, it sounds like you could do it, but and it's got to be regular D milk, homogenized milk, but you just can't not get sick.
That's because you didn't have the right amount of chocolate chip cookies.
Well, you know what I was, because I thought all that. I'm like, man, I'll mix it with chocolate milk. But I guess a gallon of milk, you will heave. It's something to do with the fat content in your body. Your body will just throw it up. And they tried it with 15 people on the show, and they couldn't get anyone that didn't get sick.
Who volunteers after the first two?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
They volunteer them. Hey, Frankie,
Grab a gallon of milk. Yikes.
They get the interns.
Can we
Hey, Marty. Go get a fresh gallon of milk in there. Go give it a shot.
Dude, we're like way over time, and we have to get to the hero of the week. Okay, Sisto Perez.
We did it at the same time. I was so slow.
You were.
Who was it?
Sisto Perez.
Sista?
Sisto.
Oh, Sisto.
Perez.
Not Sista. I thought it was like a nun.
Is that like Perez Hilton?
I thought it was a nun in the hood.
For crying out loud. This takes place in Canada. In Texas.
Wow, they're right next to each other.
Yeah, they're right there.
Just one possible pipeline connecting.
They both have oil.
He was sitting on his motorcycle waiting at a red light downtown when three pedestrians, a man and two women, were crossing in front of him, and he made a joke about how hard it was for them to find a cab because it was 2 a.m. on Friday morning. He remembered seeing a flash of light in his mirror and feeling a blast of wind pass by him, and a Chevrolet Impala barreled into the pedestrians.
Oh.
The guy ran the light, ran them over, didn't stop. Perez said, "I don't even think there are skid marks on the street." Then when he realized the guy was going to hit and run, and these three people are in the hospital, critically injured, they're in the hospital, he gunned his motorcycle, forced the guy off the road, then hog-tied him with his belt and sat on him until the cops got there.
Forced him off the road with his motorcycle?
With his motorcycle. The guy was intoxicated.
Wow.
Forced him off the road, kept him there until the police arrived. And so basically he's, you know, saved the day. He caught the bad guy. But the amazing thing about this story is this is the second time he's done this. 4 months ago, he did the same thing when he saw an obviously intoxicated driver sideswipe another car and continue to drive off. He did the same thing. Ran him off the road, got him out of the car, and held them until the police arrived.
This guy's got a Captain America complex.
He's got something.
Well, let me tell you, the thing that's the stunning part about me is not that it's two times in a row, is that he was able to force a car off the road with his motorcycle. Yeah, motorcycle versus car. Car always wins.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm drunk and you're trying to force me off the road with the bike, you're probably going down.
Yeah.
The officer that recognized him this last Friday when he did this said, "Didn't you do this 9 months ago?" And he said that he was merely following the example set by his father. My daddy didn't bring up no cowards, and man has to step up when he needs to step up.
But he goes chasing the guy, and he leaves the critically injured people on the ground in the middle of the street.
No, didn't say anything about that.
Well, you know, very hero-like, but he caught the bad guy.
Bruce, they weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah. And that's the end of the booze news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Shelly. Welcome back.
Hi.
Wow. The boozy news just took it out of her. Look,
I'm pooped now. I'm ready for bed.
Hey, the last two episodes of Boozy News, there's probably some best of boozy newses in those.
Yeah, we've got a whole list of best of boozy news. I'm supposed to make another one of those.
Marty's still recuperating after some of that. About a year ago, we did a show. Because, you know, it's about time to start
recycling old
topics.
Like we don't do that every month anyway.
Well, You know, we like to do that every once in a while.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent. It's like old Dragnet episodes.
Or it's a new person in one of the groups having the same issue. And the show we had before was called Procrastination.
Okay.
Procrastinating.
Yeah, and?
Not doing things that we should be doing.
Let's do this show next week.
Good night.
Who's the lead out music guy? In all sorts of ways. I mean, it could be program ways. It could be non-program ways. It could be, work, home, school. You ever procrastinate, Shelley?
Well, yes, but right now I'm having a weird procrastination problem because there are program things that I want to get done.
Uh-huh.
But because I'm not procrastinating on the rest of my life, the program stuff is, I mean, you can agree or disagree, but I have some fairly packed days these days.
Why would I disagree?
You always think that I don't do anything. So, I'm doing all the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm actually procrastinating a lot less in my daily life because now I have the book. I write everything down in my book. Whatever doesn't get done today gets pushed on to the next day
until it gets done. It's like
she
used to write down how much she drank.
Yes, but now it has I'm using my powers for good. And wow. I just whatever doesn't get done on that day gets pushed.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force
gets pushed onto the list for the next day until eventually it gets done. So I'm not forgetting anything, and things are getting done, which is great. The only problem is all the program stuff that I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be meeting with my sponsor like every couple of weeks.
Well,
hasn't
you mean
been
that
getting
whole
done.
Working the steps crap.
I'm still working the steps in the sense that I'm doing the daily things that I'm supposed to do, but. Like some of the writing that she wants me to get done, I haven't done.
You know
done
what's
it.
Really fortunate about that? Oh my God.
What?
You know what?
What?
God
what?
Is taking care of you. Because, like, I happen to know right now, you're not allowed to bend over. You're not allowed to pick up anything over 5 pounds. You can't put anything in the dishwasher. You can't even take your own iced tea out of the refrigerator. You've got plenty of time to write right now.
Right now, I don't have much time to write because I've got to run around and try to find people to bend over and pick crap up for me.
No, I'm going
to
call your sponsor and tell her. I'm going to front you off to your sponsor. How about you, Mark?
What?
What do you think about procrastinating?
I think we all tend to put things off. I don't know. I mean, I almost procrastinated the other day, but I decided to do it later.
Decided to put it off.
Yeah.
Put off procrastinating
exactly.
Until later.
Exactly. What kind of procrastinating are you talking about? Is this a program thing?
Anonymous. We were going to have a meeting, but we thought, next week.
Yeah.
Well, it could be anything. It could be procrastinating in work. It could be procrastinating in things we have to do at home. It could be procrastinating on working steps. It could be your people you sponsor procrastinating. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Oh, we can talk about other people?
Sure. Why not? Hey, taking everyone else's inventory is so much easier than taking my own.
Shelly actually almost turned and gave me a glare.
It's funny watching Shelly try and turn her head because she's got this neck brace on. So when she turns her entire... You know what she looks like? Dramatic chipmunk. She looks like the dramatic chipmunk. 30 million views. I need a video of Shelly doing that. It'd be perfect. Yeah. So you got any... What do you do with sponsees who are procrastinating working program?
I let them.
You don't kick their ass?
Nah.
Just let them drink?
Yeah.
Catch them when they come back?
You know what? If you want to get this program, it's here for you to get. If you don't want to get it, I can't feed it to you.
True that.
So, you know, and really, frankly, I mean, seriously, I really don't have time to procrastinate. It's just easier to do stuff and get it off the plate.
I'd love to say that about myself.
And why don't you?
Well, I have things that I procrastinate on.
Like...
taxes.
No, really?
Yeah. All kinds of things. I procrastinate on a lot of stuff. And it depends because there's other things that I'll be zipping along. I used to be a project manager, and I had absolutely no problem. I mean, on a daily basis, I did so much. When I look at the way my business is, my own business, compared to what I used to do when I worked for someone else, I did a stunning amount of work for these guys. I mean, I did project plans and this. It was like grind. So I'm like, bam, 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 bam. And when it's my stuff, I'm kind of like, you know, and I don't have the same energy. And I should. I don't have the same energy working for myself that I had when I worked for someone else.
Because the chances of you firing yourself are really, zero. Well, not exactly, but close.
Yeah. But it's true. When I worked for someone else, it's almost like when I first got sober the first few times, when I didn't really give a crap about staying sober, I procrastinated on everything. When I finally got to where I really wanted to be sober, when my sponsor said jump, I said how high. And I mean, that's the way it was. It's like I didn't procrastinate on anything. He said, you write this, I wrote that. You go to this meeting, I went to that meeting. But before, I didn't do those things. And when I'm doing something and I'm interested in doing it for someone else, like when I was working or for that, I could do it. You get anything like that?
No.
No? No, you liar! Insert Queen song liar here.
So I can hang you out to dry on the show here. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot for tonight. I really don't.
You don't have any sponsees or anything that procrastinate? Drive you crazy?
They're all out or in treatment right now.
Yeah. They didn't procrastinate when it came time to go into treatment.
Yeah.
Called you right up, Mark. Well, not right up.
You know, I mean, I remember when I was in the program and was first assigned my fourth step, and I put it off, and my sponsor asked me, you know, how's that coming? I said, great. Asked me a couple weeks later, how's your fourth step? Fantastic. Week later, he says, how much your fourth step you have written? I said, I got it all in my head.
I've been
thinking about it a lot.
I got it all right here, baby.
Yeah. And looking back at that, there's nothing intimidating about doing the fourth step. Once you've done it and you look through, it's the fifth step that's the issue. Writing it all down, not a big deal. Writing it all down, realizing you have to share it with somebody.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Because, you know, once you do it once, you go to write a second, fourth step, fifth step, no problem. No problem. It's that stigma we build on it.
Yeah. Did your chicken die too?
Yeah. Shelley, do you procrastinate on your fourth step?
No, I did not procrastinate on writing my... Well, that's not true.
Let me think about that again.
All right, well, let's go back. I started writing my fourth step. I got to something that I really wasn't comfortable writing about. I called my sponsor. I said, I'm not doing this crap anymore. And she said, okay, let's go back to the third step. Because obviously we've missed something.
Nice.
Like a week later, started the fourth step again. I wrote it all out in like a day or two. I mean, I got it all done.
Wow.
What I procrastinated with was, like Mark said, the fifth step. I sat on it for like 4 months and made myself physically ill.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that period? I was going to the doctor. I had migraines like two or three times a day. It was bad. On it.
Once I got it done, I didn't procrastinate long.
And then came a day when I was in such an emotional turmoil over the whole thing, and I called my sponsor and I told her, I didn't actually say I wanted to kill myself, but I said I might drink, and I was really kind of freaked out. And she said, okay, we're doing your fifth now. I don't care what you say, because she'd been listening to me put her off for a few weeks. But she was working that night. She had two of our friends babysit me all day. Do you remember that day?
I spent the day with...
Yeah. Shout out to Rhonda and Margaret.
Yeah. Margaret.
And then the next morning...
I miss Margaret.
Yeah, I know. Me too. And then the next morning, we were sitting in the back booth of a restaurant for 4 hours.
You got to throw this out for people that don't know.
What?
How was Margaret babysitting you? What would Margaret,
very slowly.
What would Margaret sound like babysitting you?
Well, we went to Starbucks, and I'm sitting there crying, and she said, it's going to be okay.
This woman was like, I mean, I love Margaret, but when she would talk, she was so clear
and calm.
And calm and precise. And she had this southern accent, and this is what we're going to do.
And even when she was talking about, like, her big drinking stories, and I got faced.
Yeah.
And it was not pleasant.
Yeah, it's a real original.
It's just
song.
Very, yeah. Margaret's great. I love Margaret.
I'm more likely to have my guys procrastinate on, like, when guys are writing their inventory, I can't stand it. You know why?
Why?
I can't stand it?
Because you know
because
it's coming.
Because I know I'm going to have to do a fifth step with them, and because of the way my work schedule is and stuff now, it used to be I would have time. I'd take a guy, we'd go somewhere, we'd have an entire day to go work on. Now it's like, all right, we'll do half of it tonight and half of it tomorrow night. And you know what always happens with that? You start the half of it at like 8 o'clock at night and midnight, you know, just spent 5 hours working on it, and then midnight, okay, we got to finish this up tomorrow. I hate that. I hate it. Mark's like, wow, that's a long time. I spent all day doing mine with my sponsor when I did mine.
That's because you talk a lot.
Well, no, he reading keeps wanting it? To freaking interject.
Your crap. Sponsor slept yes, through yours.
Part of it. Yeah, well, I was reading fast when he was in those parts.
Yeah, and you, when you're going through it with your sponsees, I can just bet that you're sitting there interjecting crap every time they open their mouths for 2 seconds because you talk all the time.
I am. I'm like a, you know what I am? I'm like an NA workbook for that.
Well, that's why it takes so long.
Well, and I do my Margaret. How did that make you feel?
Are you a therapist now?
What was your part in it? So, Shelley.
What?
What would your final words on procrastination be? I mean, unless you want to
I'll put my words off till the next show.
Perfect.
No, I don't know. Procrastinate, don't procrastinate. It's up to you, but, you know, if you want to get your crap done, get it done. Because the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get. That's generally the rule with any kind of procrastination, whether it's at work or home or, you know. That's the one thing that I've learned from recently in the last, ever since the my mom dumped all the stuff on our lawn.
Oh.
All the, well, actually, she gave us a whole brand new living room.
Yeah,
is what
no,
she did.
She gave us a bunch of stuff. She didn't dump stuff on our lawn. She gave us a household full of stuff.
Yes, our living room looks gorgeous now. But one thing I learned from moving all that furniture around is that it's really a bad idea to procrastinate with the dusting. I dust every Monday now. I don't know if you've noticed that. Probably not, because there isn't any dust to see. So I've learned some lessons about procrastination, and that is one of them.
We don't get any dust for 7 days?
Well, no, we get dust, but I dust it on Mondays.
Oh.
It's my only day off. What do you want?
Okay. Wow. Mark.
Yes.
What are your final words on procrastination be?
You know, you can put things off for as long as you want to, but eventually, when the pain gets great enough, you'll act.
That's true enough.
What do you got?
For me, I don't know. It's at times I don't have it at all, and at other times I have ridiculous amounts of it. And it's probably one of my character defects that I should actually really start to work on more. And part of it I'm actually doing for my job tomorrow. I've been telling myself for weeks that I'm going to shoot video ads of each bed I have in my store. And I got really into it, and I was going to do it, and I was all ready, and then I couldn't find my video camera. But I got my buddy Lee is coming over tomorrow. He's bringing his video camera. We're going to shoot about 4 or 5 ads for different beds. Going to start posting them and linking them back and forth and generating some more traffic. Because you know what?
What?
It's my business. I'm the one responsible for it, and I need to make shit happen.
Right.
Mark.
What?
What if someone goes to recovery101.net, and they hear the show, and they really dig it, and they want to like it or comment it?
Then there's a little button right underneath the radio thing for the show that says like. And you know what you do?
Click it.
You click it.
And then a thing comes up, says you're not a member of
Podomatic. It says, would you like to be a member of Podomatic?
Yeah.
And you fill that out.
Make sure to uncheck the thing that says send me updates. Unless you want to know when we're putting up a new show.
Yeah.
And it'll automatically update you when we do that.
And then you'll get updates about when our shows come up. And by liking the show and becoming a member of Podomatic, you help increase our rating share.
Market share.
That's it.
Just an addendum for people, because because I run the thing on the site, I follow a lot of shows on there so that they'll follow me. If you don't uncheck the... let's say you find a bunch of shows you like. If you do not uncheck the send me updates, you'll get updates on every show you follow, which for me is like 300 and something shows.
Wow.
Yeah, then I had to tell Podomatic stuff to go in the junk folder. Because I don't really need to know when my own show's updated. I did it.
Okay.
Chelly?
Yes?
We got a friend back east, an editor.
Yes, his name is Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
You can get to his fine publication by going to recovery101.net and clicking on the banner.
Sweet.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post.
What if you've got a recovery home or something?
He will send you some copies in the mail to splash around.
Yeah. For fun and for free.
And you can also inquire about a franchise opportunity so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little town.
That's awesome. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, or if you'd like to inquire about advertising, you can send us an email at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, like we do. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Killed Over Rum Club.
KDRC. Sounds like call station.
All sober hits all the time.
Absolutely. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
You are beautiful.
Lay my head down by the river, where I go is not where I've been. Sometimes I lay at night, it feels forever. I pray to God this just my end. I turned around, this is what she said.
Dream this little dream and tell you fly.
laying in the corner and trying to scrape the wall. Freezing from the side and I'm shivering and cold. I smoke my last cigarette, I'm crawling on the floor. I'm screaming from the side and I don't know forever.